Hello everyone, again, it's Jan again, Jane Sven, with Simon, and we've got the kids here as well.
Yeah, SM to N here, and there's
Amelia.
She'll be EM to N, I suppose.
And hello.
He'll be HN to N.
Hello.
And we're on step two of setting up the aquarium. So I think that means step one went well, apart from the fact that it started raining all of a sudden. So some creativity was required to well, yes, it's water.
Make sure you don't need any bits of gravel.
Yeah, so Simon had to be a little bit creative to keep the electrics dry because they were already in the aquarium. And yeah, it's very odd weather today. It's a bit warm. Sorry, I just remembered I need to put my laundry stand back together and put cover over in case it rains again, which it probably will. This is odd. It's overcast, it's warm, but every now and then it rains, so I guess it's quite humid today. So anyway, we're on step two, which is the kids are washing the gravel. We got some lovely
fun siphoning.
Oh yes, the siphoning. I should, yes, because obviously you can't move an aquarium with all the water in.
Not unless you're extremely strong.
Yeah. So, we tried out the siphoning equipment that we bought already, just to make sure that all works like it should, and apparently it does because they got all the water back out of the aquarium, and they've now siphoned it into a couple of buckets.
And five watering cans.
And five watering cans. So. So we can, and the water butt, so we can have some more hot water, some more hot weather, basically, yeah? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, Henry had to get himself a little stool so he can reach.
Yeah, you're tall enough, you don't need that. The thing is, you need to make sure that you reach the right. Henry, stop dropping, please. Dropping gravel on the floor. We've spent money on this gravel.
Yeah, we're just supposed to wash it. We're supposed to stay in the bucket.
Henry, you're throwing gravel on the floor.
Yeah, put your hands back in.
Look, keep your hands over here. If you've got gravel on there.
See, it's not an easy job, because the gravel is quite small. We got some lovely purple and red gravel, in the hope of making the right colour for where the aquarium is going to go in the dining room.
A little bike with a little carrier thing on the back.
Right, so the tricycle's got a little bit on the
carrier.
Yeah, so that's full of water too. It's not a lot. Oh yeah, and the sand pit bucket is full too. So yeah, but the gravel needs washing because it's very dusty apparently. So that's somewhere in the instructions. That needs to be washed because otherwise there's too much floating in there, and you can definitely tell as soon as they put the gravel in the water, lots of tiny bits were coming to the surface. That all needs to come off, and then so it's not that it's dirty, it's just it's quite dusty. And then obviously for the filter system of the aquarium and the fish, that is not ideal, so that all needs to be washed and come off. So luckily it's warm enough for the kids to have their arms in some very cold water.
It's wet play, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. So so anyway, the purple gravel came first and then the red comes next. And then that'll be that, and then at some point we'll be going off to get some plants next, I think. Is that the next step?
What? Plants?
Yeah.
And backgrounds.
We haven't got any plants.
And backgrounds.
And in the water image of itself.
Have we got any plants?
Not yet.
No, that's why I said we're going to go off to get them.
Yeah.
And we need to get a background as well. They didn't have anything that I liked the look of. So there's still plenty of things to purchase. But anyway, so that's step two of setting up. We're washing the gravel. And we'll be back when we're doing the next thing.
Yeah.
Well, I've decided what that is. Yes, I'll take a picture of the kids with their arms in the bucket full of cold water.
And gravel.
And gravel.
Living the dream.
Okay.
It's warm.
Living the dream,
it's
yeah.
So boiling.